It's Chico Suave in the studio with Kyle.
Chico Suave, yeah. What to do, man? What's
hey,
up,
man.
People?
We're so happy to have
Super
you.
Super duper Kyle
studio,
here.
And your show's going on tonight at the Sunshine Theater.
Yes, it is. I
can't wait.
Stoked. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And I haven't seen that you're selling out these shows already.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas, you know, everywhere you go. Yeah. The next, you know.
We're doing two shows in one night in Texas because
Oh, wow.
The first one sold out so fast.
We nice, man.
Add another one.
Yeah. So tonight, I know Albuquerque welcomes you with open arms.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm a big fan.
Thank
Ever
you.
Since I heard I Spy, I had to challenge it on our Twitter takeover.
Okay.
And that just blew up, man. Like, your
Damn,
fans
really?
Were on it. I mean, you guys were, like, good. Like, a whole week you stayed on challenging new music.
Wow.
And you kept on winning, kept on winning. I'm like, I know why you like this, because it's so good.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, I was like, you guys didn't
Thank
believe
you,
me.
Bro.
But, yeah. So, you know, I'm a big fan myself. And, you know, I was looking up a little bit of, you know, your history.
Yeah, yeah.
And your mixtapes. You were under the name Kid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hold on. How do you, first and foremost. How do you know that? Secondly, are you with the FBI?
No, I'm not.
Third of all,
trust me.
You can't. That's secret information. Okay?
All right.
So watch you. You got to watch you share. With.
All right. All right. So
yes, I used to go by the name KID back in the
okay.
day. That's crazy, bro.
So
that's
I really got that
dope.
Information from this young man right here behind
okay.
me. That's my
I
nephew sure. right there.
I was like,
yeah, he's one. You know, he's a big fan of yours, and you know, I mean, he was introducing me to your stuff. I mean, your older stuff, and then just showing me this. I was just like, okay, wow. So
yeah.
this guy's been here. He didn't just show up. He's
oh, no,
been here.
I've been here, bro. I've been
yeah.
here in the back just like, hey,
yeah,
hey,
I mean,
look at me. Hey, what's going on?
But you've collaborated with a lot of cool artists, man. Kehlani,
yeah.
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, that's so big, man. And
yeah.
now you're rising to the top too, man, with this song, I Spy.
Thank you, bro.
It
Thank
was
you.
Great. And, you know, I was just reading that, you know, the different musical influences you had growing up.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was seeing that your grandparents used to play...
crooner music.
Frank
nothing
Sinatra.
But. Nothing
now,
but.
Myself, I'm a Rat Pack fan.
Suits. Oh, you are?
Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra,
yep.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yep.
I mean,
shout out to Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah. for holding it down
oh,
for the brothers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love Sammy Davis Jr. And, you know, I mean, that was just the music right there that just taught you just the essence of it. The way
yeah.
to enjoy and appreciate music.
Yeah.
And then you got into some, what was it, Incubus?
Yeah. Oh, my,
oh,
God.
My God.
My mom is
yeah.
such a big Incubus.
Deepest part of me.
There you go.
Sing this song.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
See? There
it's
you
like,
go.
It's OD.
And then ODB.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
and that's like,
go.
That was like the third chapter. There's like a trifecta. You ever played Zelda?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know that the Triforce?
Uh-huh.
It's like, this is the Triforce. It started off with like Dean Martin and all that, and then it went into Incubus and
uh-huh.
singing that passionately, and then the final piece was hearing that ODB song.
That is awesome,
and just
man.
Being like...
And that's what invented Kyle.
That's what made me,
Kyle,
man. That's what made
yeah.
me, y'all.
And you're doing great, man. And talking about Zelda, are you a gamer?
Yeah.
Are you a
oh,
big gamer?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah? Tell what? Me, what was the hardest game that you first played growing up? Don't be ashamed if you say Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nah, I'm gonna keep it solid. The hardest game to like really complete and like win at was Metal Gear Solid.
Oh,
oh my God. That was so hard. Why did yeah. they make that game so
yeah.
difficult?
Like oh, me, it was Contra. Just
okay.
the first stage.
Yeah. Okay.
I can never get past that, man.
Yeah. I was like, wow. I mean, that's...
Yeah. So that's back.
That's yeah,
back in the day.
That's back in the day. That's before I was like damn near even knew anything about
no,
video games.
No, oh. you didn't even you weren't addicted to gaming yet until yeah. All right. So
but I did really I tried Metal Gear Solid a lot, and me and my brother, like, it was so hard, we kept having to like trade off, and we didn't even care. Like, you know, we were
yeah.
really giving each other
You're like,
turns.
Man, let's
like,
do this.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah it was like really
this.
Good. Like, hey, man, come on, look, we got to beat this, bro. I believe in you. Take it. I can't do it. You do it.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. So, what's the hardest game you play now?
Hardest game I play. I don't know. I'm pretty saucy. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'll say probably hardest game I play now is probably Elder Scrolls Online.
All right.
Only because I have to spend all my time like rapping, going to the studio, going
yeah,
to the radio,
you don't have time
going
to, play,
to the show.
Yeah.
I don't have time to level myself up properly.
There you go.
And everybody
yeah.
else is already on like level 10 million, so it's like, what's the point of playing anymore?
I don't know if I should catch up because I don't have time to catch up, right?
Exactly. I almost feel like I should pay somebody like to play it and like just level me up so I can, when I do get the chance to play, I'm not just getting murked left and right.
Yeah, definitely.
Right now, I feel like Ezel and everybody else is Debo.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if you've ever seen Friday, but that's how I feel. I feel just
yeah.
like the Skippy crackhead, and everybody is like the swole
My back
Debo.
And my neck.
Exactly. My neck and my back.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Well, tonight, it's going down. down. The show starts at 7 o'clock tonight at Sunshine Theater.
Yes, it does.
And who do you got coming in front of you?
Okay. Who I got coming in front of me?
Yeah. Who's going to be starting off the show?
Oh, my man. Yo, Cousin Stiz. My personal favorite rapper at the moment.
All right.
A kid from Boston, and he's fire. Nobody makes you feel cooler than listening to Cousin Stiz.
Awesome.
And he's like, he's not my legitimate cousin, but it's like, he is my legitimate cousin. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you just feel that much of a connection.
Yeah.
He's dope. You got to check him
out. That's awesome, okay? Man. I want to check him out.
Cousin Stiz about to shut it down.
Yeah. And I saw that you like to have fun with your fans, too.
Yeah.
I saw that you do the whole surfing the crowd, but with a surfboard, man.
But nah, I do. It gets crazy. It gets wild. I don't like fake crowd surf. Legitimately crowd surf.
I'm gonna catch a wave.
Yeah, and you know what? I just got to put on for California, especially the California I know.
Definitely.
Because every time people think of California, all they think about is just Dr. Dre, and that's dope, and I love it because that's what I think about too. But there's like another side I got to show. Definitely. So every time I come up, I got to show people some palm trees. I got to surf on the crowd. I got to get really wavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And even then, and besides that, I have more fun with my fans. Before that, like prior to the show, we're playing Super Smash Bros. In the back. I like set up. There's a meet and greet that's got like six people, and they all come and we all play Smash against each other.
Dude, that's awesome.
And see who wins. Yesterday, I took one dub and one L, so I have an even score
right
now.
All right, yeah. So hopefully, you get that W, man. It's all right, bro. It's okay. It happens to all of us, bro. I mean,
Diddy Kong, bro. Diddy Kong was just
that's awesome.
Whooping too much.
So anything you want to say to your New Mexico fans out there for tonight? Just prepare them for tonight.
Yo,
what's coming there?
New Mexico fans, I don't know what y'all woke up today. I don't know what type of vibe y'all woke up on, but come ready to rage, okay? It's going to be crazy. This is not for the faint of heart. It's going to get serious. Also, shout out to my friend Mitch. I know you live out here. My homie Mitch, you out there somewhere. So shout out to you. And if Mitch, even if you show up, bro, I know you're my friend, but I can't even look at you unless you're raging. So just be prepared to go crazy, okay?
That's awesome. All right, Kyle, thank you so much for, coming to the KBFM studios.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate
y'all.
We're
going to play I Spy.
Clap it up for yourselves. Okay?
Yeah, that's
everybody
right.
Give yourself a little mini clap.
Give it up. Like that. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, bro.